Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. In my line of work, we're always looking for, well, potential attack vectors, right? Or ways that things can be exploited and potentially be used against organizations. And an interesting phenomenon, this seems to be something that over time people notice with their computers or whatever, is that they get slow. Now, sometimes it's because of software, because pieces of software get on there that probably shouldn't be, but actually the hardware itself starts breaking down after a while. Because, well, let's face it, there's a lot of resistors, transistors, and all kinds of stuff in our computers and processors, right? And they run hot for a period of time, and those components, well, stop working after a while. They slow down, right? And so there is actually can be a noticeable decrease in some processors. And in fact, if you know exactly how the processor degrades, if you're somebody malicious, you could actually shorten the life of a computer by forcing it to do a certain thing that will cause wear and tear on the CPU or other components and actually cause the computer to break. Now, granted, this is you'd call this a long-term denial of service attack, I suppose, but maybe somebody could turn this into a way to cause malicious damage to somebody over time. But we're not talking about something that I could cause something to execute on your computer tomorrow and have it blow up, unless the computer happened to be particularly old, in which case, well, maybe you could do it. But there's actually been research done on this exact topic, and sure enough, you can reduce the lifespan of things within integrated circuits in it by causing it to do certain things. Who knew that anybody was doing that? But I guess if you remember the Rowhammer thing that came out several months ago, I guess now, where you're basically causing the computer to flip its memory a little bit by doing certain operations. This is, I won't say it's the exact same thing, but it's in a similar vein, right? You're leveraging the physical properties of the computer hardware and potentially using that to maybe cause a failure. So I guess there's something to that old adage that your computer gets slower over time, and it's not just that Windows gets updated all the time. It is something that actually does happen, at least if this research is to be relieved. And yes, you can use it as a form of a denial of service attack, maliciously harm somebody's computer over time. It's clever, and it is actually the kind of thing that if you're looking to exfiltrate an organization, right, it is actually something that you could potentially use because sometimes a hacker somebody will get into an organization and sit around for months before they kick their target. They could actually use this technique like this to potentially, cause computers to break or something. And I don't know. I mean, the mind just kind of boggles with the possibilities here. But it is magic, as it were. It's not the kind of magic you're thinking of, but malicious aging in circuits and cores. It's an attack vector I hadn't heard of before. It seems to be relatively new, but it is something that who knows, we may see it in the next nation state attack somewhere down the road. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.